We'll look in a moment at what we learned yesterday in that report into the death at University Hospital Limerick of 16-year-old Aoife Johnston. But firstly, in relation to another health matter, the ongoing National Children's Hospital project. The Irish Independent reports this morning that the Taoiseach and the coalition leaders have received a letter from Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to say that the opening date for the hospital has been pushed back again. It will not now open in 2025. It may, in fact, be 2026 before it's ready for patients. Minister Oisin Smith, can you confirm, first of all, that your party leader did indeed receive such a letter?
Yeah, I read the letter this morning. It came last night. I read it this morning. And I spoke to Stephen Donnelly about the letter and what it's about and what's going on. So, as you know, the Children's Hospital was late already, and now the contractor is sort of continually changing the date for the end of the contract. I think that the date has been changed four times in the last 12 months. We're at a point where the hospital is said to be 90% complete. There are 5,500 rooms, and we're at the snagging stage. The National Paediatric Hospital Board, which is in charge of the project, says that the contractor is only 50% resourcing the project, that they don't have enough staff.
The contractor, I think, has denied that before, and it says a lot of the delays are due to changes in the spec which result in delays and which are then put out to arbitration to be decided on.
Yeah, the board denies that, and they are in dispute, and they are in arbitration with the contractor. But really, the project it's not been an example of how to do a project. It's an example of how not to do a project. It has taken much longer than expected. It's due now to complete next year. But at the same time, there have been, as I said, there have been four changes to the completion date. And right. So nobody can trust them anymore.
With respect now, the common denominator in this and the bike shed and the Oireachtas is that this is a government-funded project. The contractor in this case, BAM, have delivered projects before on time and in some cases under budget. This seems to be an outlier. And when it comes to the state from building projects, they can spend 330,000 euro on a bike shed with similar delays built in. And people might be entitled to ask, what's the common denominator in these things?
I think you can look at many government projects that have come in on time, the vast majority of them. So I'm in charge of the largest capital project in the state, which is the National Broadband Plan. That project is going to come in ahead of schedule. It's going to be done for less money than was budgeted. It's going to have higher benefits than were expected. I work on other projects, for example, the solar schools project with solar panels in every school in Ireland. Again, that project is going to be about 20% right. below what we expected the price to be. Can go wrong. When they do go wrong, the reason for why it happened has to be acknowledged
no
and examined.
There's no accountability.
And of course there has to be accountability.
Where is accountability then in the National Children's Hospital? Where is accountability on the 20 million euros of ventilators that were bought that didn't work? Where is accountability in the 120 electric buses that stayed idle for 18 months because nobody actually thought to get a charger? Where is the accountability for the Middleton flood defences that were actually promised in 2017 and the planning application is still not got
One at a time, but I'll let you back into the final moment.
So the point is, there's no individual accountability in government. So we have reports, we have PAC meeting, we have all of these, issues that come before us. But until the date that some individual is made personally responsible for the actions that they take, we're going to be cursed to wake up to this government incompetence on a daily basis.
What if it's not the action one individual? What if one individual can't? What if there's a multiplicity of factors involved in a delay one individual? Are you promising people that an individual will be found accountable and hung out to dry when it may not rest on that one individual?
First of all, I want justice here. So in the National Children's Hospital, a particular contract was designed which left massive space for change. I know of one particular room that had its design changed 120 times. The fact that we had a senior civil servant within that department that signed off on that initial tender, which allowed for all of these spaces to occur, is wrong. In the bike shed situation,
we're not going to start finding people individually culpable of stuff on this.
Not on this program, we won't. And I don't even want to know their personal names. It's a private individual HR matter. Okay, but it never actually happens that those those people are held to account.
Okay. And that's Ivana Bocic.
Look, I think it's easy to shout about accountability. I think we need to look here at why the Minister for Health is taking such a hands-off approach. Because ultimately, the health minister is the government line minister responsible for spending health, ultimately. And the children's hospital overspend has been extraordinary and desperately frustrating for people who want to see value for money. All of us, especially any of us who've had to visit Crumlin Children's Hospital, will know the desperate need for a new state-of-the-art children's hospital. I've had the pleasure of looking around the children's hospital. It does indeed look nearly 90% completed. So it's extraordinary to see this level of delay, to see this overspend. The original cost was to be about 650 million. Now we see 2.2 billion spend on this, and this further delay up to apparently 2026. So what we need to hear from the minister is why this further delay is now being projected, and how he proposes, by the way, to reassure us that there'll be no further public money spent. And he said that it's most unedifying to see all the public ventilation of disagreement between the contractors, the board, and so on. But the minister must take responsibility here. And what's really concerning is the hands-off approach. Okay, from the minister.
In that letter, Oisin Smith, what is the specific reason given for this? What is the biggest cause of the delay to the children's hospital, according to the minister?
According to the minister, it's the failure of the contractor. Now, this is a project which was contracted in 2017. It was supposed to complete in 2022. We can allow some delay for the pandemic, say a year, but it should have completed by last year. Now it's due to complete next year. That's not acceptable.
That's in the opinion of a minister who is the line minister on this. That's an opinion that it may serve him well to express. I mean, we don't have the contractor on here, so you know we're not saying that is the case. But you know, there have been delays before this. The budgeting control, the design of contract, all of these other things, to rest it on one party to this whole thing, surely defies sense.
Yeah, he also says, and the government says, that the template for the contract, the type of contract that was entered into in 2017, would not be used again.
So the designer of the contractor who has signed up to this, in that template of contract, is potentially well within their rights to be going to the pace that they are currently going. If the legal scope is there for them to do that, why point at the contractor as the main cause if the contract is the main cause?
Well, it's immoral for a contractor to try to extract the maximum amount of money out of the state.
Hang on a second.
While putting children's health at risk in exchange for that.
There is a contract. The contractor is operating within the terms of that contract. And so it would stand to reason that the contract is a major part of the problem. Now, why, when you're talking about what was in that letter, is the role of the contractor being put out as the top line when the minister himself has identified the design of the contract as a major issue?
So there are two factors here. The design, the template, the type of contract that was used would not be used again. Okay. That's the first thing.
Right.
The second thing is that BAM, as a contractor, they have a number of projects with the state. They have an ongoing, they're a large company. They have ongoing infrastructure projects that they're applying for.
Sure,
Minister Donnelly has said
many of which they have delivered on budget and on time.
So part of it depends
schools,
on the contract.
Roads, many other projects.
But when you have an ongoing relationship between a contractor and a customer and a client, you have to be fair.
Can we step back from this, Colm? The minister. The current Minister for Health bears responsibility now to explain to us in the Dáil, and we'll be calling him before us in the Dáil next week, to explain why this further delay, it appears, is now going to be happening. Because the minister does bear the political responsibility. It's simply not good enough for any serving minister to simply write as a sort of bystander to comment that there's going to be a further delay, to let their government colleagues know there's going to be a further delay, as if they themselves had no role in ensuring that that delay did not happen, as if they themselves were not ultimately funding the building of this major project. So we need to hear from the minister next week as to why this delay is happening and as to how we can stop it happening so that the children's hospital can open for the benefit of all children.
This is very important because the minister has admitted that the initial contract is faulty. There wasn't enough timescales with fines, etc., to make sure that it was delivered on time. Can we now actually find out who actually... Right, first of all, Leo Varadkar was the Minister for Health at the time, but who was a senior civil servant?
Okay.
and is he still in place that signed off on that?
You don't know that it was one individual. We're not going to get into that.
I've asked a parliamentary question of the Minister for Health and this, and he has refused to answer.
And when you get the answer to that parliamentary question, you can give us the answer under parliamentary privilege at another time, but we're not going into it right now.